What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Bucket.
And would you call it something different if it was made out of metal, or would you still call it a bucket?
If it was wooden, we'd call it a wooden bucket.
Okay.
But the other one, we wouldn't make any.
We call it a pail, too.
We don't ever call it a pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Faucet.
And what would you call the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Hydrant.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper poke.
Okay.
Are you the one you say bag?
She wants it like the people.
That's right.
Speaks to dear.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that a hundred?
Toe sack.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about this long, about this high, and put it up to your mouth?
French harp.
Okay. And what about one that's made out of metal? Put it up, did I?
Jew's harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other? They go up and down.
A seesaw.
And what do you call one that goes round and round?
A merry-go-round.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone about that big that you used to sharpen a knife on?
Wet rock.
Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
Well, we used to use rail fences.
Okay, and would you describe a rail fence?
We used to make them out of chestnut. And we would split the rails out in different lengths.
Mm-hmm.
And then the corners, we'd lay them crossed like that.
Okay.
And in each corner, we would put up a post out of locusts. And usually about 9 rails high, that would keep cattle in.
And about how long were the rails?
Various lengths, mostly 8, 10, and 12.
Okay. Now, are there different ways that rail fences can be constructed, or were they mostly constructed just as you described them, like this?
Like that, uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
But there's something else that I'd like to add right there. There's one time of the moon that you can lay these rails on the ground, and they will stay on top of the ground, I mean the bottom rail. And at another time of the moon, the rail will keep sinking up till it gets covered in dirt.
For goodness sake. Well, now, what time of the moon is it that
should... I believe you're supposed to lay your fence on the near the moon, and then the rail will stay on top of the ground.
Now, what are some other kinds of wooden fences?
The only other kind of wooden fences we have would be made out of lumber, boards.
Okay. And how would they be constructed?
They would be nailed to a post, one above each other. And we do have a garden fence now that we split palings out of and stand them up.
And these little points at the top.
Okay.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay.